We magnify your name in the name of Jesus. We magnify your name in the name of Jesus. We magnify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify your name in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. With the name of Jesus. We magnify your name in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, oh Lord, we worship you. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Hallowed will be your name. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, O God. O Lord, we worship you in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Adonai, we praise your name. El Shaddai, we magnify your name. In the name of Jesus. Be exalted. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be praised in the name of Jesus. Glory, honor, adoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Adonai. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we glorify your name in the name of Jesus. We exalt you in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you have not failed. You will not fail. Oh, God, bless him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. What can we say than just to say, thank you, Jesus? We have nothing that can be compared with what you have done. But all we have to say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you over the church of God. Thank you for keeping us safe and sound. In sound health. Many things are gathering their momentum day by day, but the Lord, by your help, you resist them for us. Oh God, we worship you. Oh God, we honor you. In the name of Jesus. Hallowed be your name in Jesus' name. Hallowed be your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we have come to gather in your name. Lord, let your name speak for us in the name of Jesus. Let your name speak for us in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in our midst in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, take glory. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. This night, we just want to pray. And we're going to pray for ourselves. We're going to pray for our environment as well. That is a word that said the peace of some is in used to be in Yoruba. Something like that. And also, the same thing comes for church as well. Because if the church doesn't enjoy the peace of God, instability will be of threat. The stableness in peace will be of threat. And that's why the Bible has enjoined us that we should do what? We should rebuke the devil and he will flee. Because he has nothing to offer than to breathe negativity. And this moment, we want to crush every voices that always bred negativity. Every voice that bring about information of negativity, that bring about the reality of negativity. These voices we're talking about is what that got us to where we were, even as human beings. In the book of Genesis, we are told that God created everything very good for man. And even he gave them instructions. But if a voice came, I think Genesis verse 3. You can get Genesis verse 3. Yeah. From if you read that verse 1, it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, and God said, ye shall not eat every of tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. One, he has changed that word. He has changed that instruction. He said, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and of evil. I don't want to take our time. Out of many things that God has done, out of the instruction God has given, God gave, but the serpent came by another word, through a voice. The same thing, our life as well. Many things that we have prayed for, many things that we are accrued to, but a voice will come to want to challenge. Today I was reading the story of Moses. But when he died, with all the exploit he did, and next thing is for him to be in the bosom of Almighty God. But we are told that even the angel of Satan came to stand and contend over his body upon all the exploit he did. And those that thing represents many things. That how many times we are the entrance of breakthrough? How many times we are the collection of what we pray for? How many times we are at the edge of taking hold of what brings us in destiny? Yet a voice came and we want to challenge it. A voice came and want to turn things around. A voice came and want to block the helper. We are going to pray this afternoon, this evening, that every situation in our life, you know, it is this same voice. You know, you see in the book of Job, Bible was said, Job, no fault was found in him, but yet the devil has to take permission and said, oh, it is because you blessed him. A voice that has nothing to offer always find fault to bring about negativity. We are going to challenge and rebuke that every voice at any moment that always challenging, that always come to contend with every breakthrough that is meant for us today, we silence them in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to declare, whatever you are, that God, in your name, we silence every voice, every voice from the pit of hell that always challenge, that always contend with what belongs to us in destiny, that what you have sent to us, what is meant for us to have, every negativity that comes from the pit of hell against everything that meant for us, oh God, we silence them, we silence them, we silence them. We are yours, and everything you have prepared is for us. What is that voice? What are those voices that are standing against them? What are those voices that is rebuking them? What are those voices that is putting them aside? What are those voices that is stopping the helper of our help, the helpers of our destiny? Lord, today we silence those voices in the name of Jesus. We silence them in the name of Jesus. We silence them in the name of Jesus. We stand as a voice that speaks good things. We declare in your name, oh God, all those voices, we mute them today in the name of Jesus. We mute them to them in the name of Jesus. We mute them to them in the name of Jesus. We mute them today in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to also pray all these voices that are power behind them, that power them to give them volumes. when they come with their voices to change things that was well, things that was okay, to change them, there are certain power that make their orchestration to advance. That is what we are going to pray again this evening. Even there are some covenant we seem to have broken, that we are counting ourselves out of it, but there are some powers that ignite the strength of all this covenant that was evil. And those things still find way of penetrating into our life and orchestrate their evil agenda. We are going to pray and decree that every power that is behind every evil orchestration from the pit of hell, every power that make the voices from the pit of hell to add advancement, we crush them today in the name of Jesus. We crush them today in the name of Jesus. Everything that power them, every spirit that power them, every spirit that energize those negative voices that make them to have advancement, today we crush them in the name of Jesus. We crush them in the name of Jesus. We crush them in the name of Jesus Christ. Over what belongs to us, over our life, everything that we see that this is the right thing supposed to happen, but yet all of a sudden things just change. Oh God, by your help, we crush every power behind them. We crush every power that advance the voices, that echo the voices from the pit of hell over our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we increase the energy of heaven over our life. We super above the agenda of God over our life in the name of Jesus. Every arrangement of from the pit of hell that want to change us, by changing those things you have arranged for us, oh God, today we destroy their activities in the name of Jesus. We destroy their activities in the name of Jesus. We decree that, Lord, what you have for us in destiny is what we shall enjoy in the name of Jesus. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. We nullify those words in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray for our church as well. We are going to pray for our church as well. As we know, it is the human beings that are my members that make the church. It is them that make the church. And that's why the word of God, I think in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 31. Can you just give me, please? He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You know, out of the tools that devil use when he sees that people are gathered, people are in one of one mind, he will just introduce something to anyone that seems that it's not standing right or there's a space. All of a sudden, it might just be with one utterances and the whole arrangement will just scatter. And the whole unity will just go haywire by just one utterance. Because one spirit has breathed into that space. That's why Bible enjoins us that we should not give room for devil, for evil at any inch. And even that we should not allow any bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. Because these are the ways devil operates. We're going to pray for Crafton Fountain Church. Because it is a must that we must enjoy the peace of God. And the peace we have been enjoying, it must not cease. Nothing must alter it. We're going to pray that in our midst, oh God, any area devil is trying, or whoever that devil wants to use, oh God, that Lord will stop the advancement in the name of Jesus. No one will devil make use in order to cause division in our midst in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for the church, that the Crescent Fountain Church, we command and we decree that no room for devil orchestration in our midst in the name of Jesus. No room for advancement enforcement of the demonic activities in the name of Jesus. No way, no way. Every voices that is coming from the pit of hell that want to have his tentacles, we shut them off in the name of Jesus. We shut them off in the name of Jesus. Whatever thought that come from the breath of every voices to any soul, to any mind, we shut them off in the name of Jesus. Devil, we rebuke your activities in our midst in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke your activities in our midst in the name of Jesus. We decree that, Lord, what you promise us is what we shall enjoy in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, over to you, God. Over to you, God. This is your church. You said that the gate of hell shall not prevail against the church. That it is your word. We stand upon it. The name of Jesus. No room. No room for the advancement of the kingdom of hell in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this is our prayer this evening. Lord, Cornerstone Fountain Church is before you, oh God. Lord, any voices from anywhere that breathed any information that is misinformation to their life, any information that is wrong, any thought that is not of God, oh God, today we shut them down in the name of Jesus. We shut them down in the name of Jesus. We shut them down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down in the mighty name of Jesus. We shut them down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we shut them down. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are praying for ourselves. Matthew 15, 13. It talks about every plantation that are not of God. But see, what he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted up. In that, thank you for that, amen. Shall be uprooted off. Shall be uprooted off. In the name of Jesus. Now we are praying for ourselves. You know, because this devil is our arch enemy and is older than us, he has many tricks. In many ways that he uses, out of them is to come against our health. Out of them is to just experience certain things that we didn't expect. And if we are not careful, it will pause our journey. It will pause our speed. And even some, in trying to just be looking at it or not taking much attention, that person will remain there. And the speed or the plan has been altered. I pray with us this evening that everything that wants to alter our journey, the speed of our journey, the plan and the agenda we have proposed for ourselves, and that the heaven is backing, everything that wants to alter the speed, today we crush them to pieces in the name of Jesus. For nothing can stand against the will of God. So say the word of God. Inasmuch this word stand, Lord, anything from the pit of hell, anything whatsoever that has a name that the enemy is trying to shoot, that comes like an arrow, enemy wants to shoot to our life, our destiny, in order to put a stop to our speed of our journey, Lord, today we crush them in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray. As we are praying, we are just putting our hand on every part of our body. It is the word of God. He said, I answered them and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. We are going to decree this, that whatsoever in my body, whatsoever in my life, everybody will pray that prayer. That whatsoever in my body that are not of God, whatsoever is not working according to divine order, whatsoever is dysfunctioning, hear ye the word of God. Whatsoever are not of God, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever are not in the right position, I command you, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Everything that was not in their divine order, that was not planted from the beginning, be uprooted now in the name of Jesus. Every part of our body, Lord, as we stand, we represent many in our household, in the church of God, among the men, the women, the children. Lord, everything that was planted when we are sleeping, when we know not, when we are vulnerable, today we command that they are uprooted in the name of Jesus. All of these are part of the orchestration of darkness in order to stop or to pause our speed in journey of life. Lord, today we decree our life is for you, our body is for you, so therefore nothing must stop them to function in their divine order. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare our body, hear the word of God, all our organs, hear the word of God, hear the word of God. You shall not be subjected to demonic activities in the name of Jesus. You shall not be permitted for turning anything negativity to grow in the name of Jesus. Anything that was not of God that seemed to be growing or having their tentacles will command be uprooted by the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Anything that was not known to us that is hibernating in our body will command melt away. Dry up and die to your roots, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bring about your peace in our life, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Let's stand to our feet as we give the prayer to an end. Let's spread our two hands. We represent, on earth, it is human being that lives on earth, that decide their affairs on earth. With every other creations, but human beings are the one that have their affairs on earth. That's why sometimes, if you look at it, we call questions, is God still there? No, he's there, but he has given us to let's stretch forth our two ends. Let's declare peace of God in this nation, in this land. Peace of God, peace of God, peace of God that we bring about. If the enemy, our earth enemy, which is Satan, can be orchestrating, unleashing his own terror, then we have the power of Jehovah to bring about peace. Let's decree that we bring about peace. We command peace be still, peace be still. Everything that is being released to the atmosphere from the strange voice, from the pit of hell, we shut them down. We command the peace of God to reign. Peace of God, reign in this place, reign in these nations, reign in our environment, reign in our community. Peace of God, in the east, in the west, in the south, in the north, peace, reign. Everything that devil is unleashing into the atmosphere to bring about unrest, to bring about division, to bring about hate, we shut them down. We super above the agenda of God on this nation, in our environment, in our community, in the name of Jesus. Everything devil is introducing, we nullify them in the name of Jesus. They will not have the light of the day in the name of Jesus. Every energy from the pit of hell, we knock them down. We knock them down. We drain their power. We drain their strength in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The word of God says, the peace that I gave is not as the world gave. It is that kind of peace God promised us. Father in heaven, we thank you, we bless your name. We give you glory because you are God. Thank you, Abba Father, for you change it not. Thank you for that promises that whenever and wherever 2-3 people gather in your name, you are there to grant them their request. Upon this potent word, we stand. Upon the efficacy promise, we stand. That, oh God, we release our request to heaven. Let there be divine attention upon them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We institute the agenda of God over the affairs of these nations in the name of Jesus. At every angle, at every circle, up to our community and each family, we institute the agenda of peace of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we delete and eradicate anything that from the pit of hell has been thrown to the atmosphere to unleash terror. We bring them down in the name of Jesus. We declare peace in the west. We declare peace in the south. We declare peace in the north. We declare in the east of this environment in the name of Jesus. We will serve God with peace. We will live our life with peace. And we enjoy our life with the peace of God in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen and amen.